Jason, how was the run test this morning? Did everybody get through it okay?
It was awesome. We all had a blast. Blast running in the heat, and yeah, we all got through it. So finally over that, now we can start to focus on football.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I mean, is it good now that it's behind you and you can just worry about meetings and practice and actual football?
Yeah, without a doubt, man, especially for those big guys. They got to come out there and make those times. It can get tough, but it wasn't too bad on us.
What's the setup like? Everybody start off the same line and go? Or
for the most part, you just run by position group. So you got the D-line, O-line, Then you got the middle group, linebackers, running backs, and then all the skills. So we all run together.
What kind of audience did Chance get when he was running?
Oh, he did good. You know, big chance that he's lost. He's cut some weight. He looked to be in good shape as much as good can be for a plus 300 pounder. So he was moving, though.
Besides yourself, who was the most impressive, you think?
A conditioning test isn't really too impressive to me. You know, it's just running. We're not track. So it's just a matter of being able to get out there and show that you'll be able to practice tomorrow without injury. You are in shape and you put in the work in the offseason. So for the most part, everybody looked good. Being able to make the time and show that you did work in those 5 weeks and come back ready is the most important thing.
Anybody need a little extra encouragement, maybe drag it a little bit at the end?
You try to encourage everybody just to do it. You know, as part of that team camaraderie. I'm not going to give any names of anybody. We all did excellent. Like I started out, and guys were just flying through it.
You come into camp every year with a positive attitude, optimistic about what could happen. Is it heightened maybe this year with some of the changes that were made, personnel-wise, defensive scheme-wise, just overall team-wise?
You know, it seems every year something happens that brings new excitement. You know, last year we signed Bernard Pollard, Delaney Walker, and you come in and you're excited. You're like, you know, we added some pieces. Those guys played in the Super Bowl. Now this year, adding Coach Wiz and his staff has been just extraordinary for us through the offseason. We also signed Woodyard, Sean Phillips, McCluster. So there's always that new excitement that just heightens it. It's always exciting when you're around town and the fans see you, and they're excited to see Coach Wiz here and what he's going to do. So it's definitely heightened, and I think that happens for me every year. You got to be excited to come back and be able to get another year in the books. There's a lot of guys that would love to be in camp right now and have this opportunity.
Maybe not from the outside, but from the inside. Are the expectations here a little higher maybe than they've been the last couple of years?
Yeah, without a doubt. For us here, we believe that we're going to be a playoff team this year, and that's what we're working to do. We know we have a lot of work to do, a lot of room for improvement, and it's up to us in these weeks of camp to continue to improve and come together as a team. And we know we just got to go ahead and get to those playoffs, and once we're there, win games and get to where we want to ultimately be, and that's the Super Bowl.
Cody versus Bleedy may be the biggest, you know, kind of head-to-head battle for a starting spot on this. Mm-hmm. Does that have the potential to juice the whole DB group and maybe the whole defense or whole team? You guys kind of fueled, you know, your starting cornerback, but watching them compete kind of do something for you?
Without a doubt, you know, competition brings the best out of everybody. And I remember for years having to compete against Vern. And through that whole process, we just grew closer, being able to talk about it, going through some of the same things. And I think the same thing is going to happen for Bleedy, Cody, Tommy, another guy, Compete, and Micah. There's going to be a lot of those corners that all know each day is big. And each opportunity you get, you have to take advantage of it. And like you said, when guys see those two guys competing and the rest of them, you see guys making plays, and you see both guys showing up and showing out. It gets everybody excited, and you know that you can rely on certain guys come game time, and I think that's the important thing.
Jason, you've been through a Jeff Fisher camp. You've been through a Mike Munchak camp. What are your expectations for camp this year, and maybe how have they been different as you've been in the league?
I have no idea. You know, Coach Fish coming in, you're a rookie, so you're going along with the flow, and then Coach Munch, a lot of similarities, him being with Coach Fisher for so many years, and now getting Coach Wiz. For a lot of us, we have no idea what to expect. I've talked to certain guys that play for him in Arizona, but you're just going out there. You see a schedule. Make sure you're on time. Go out there, compete, and play football.
Jason, we saw anger and frustration on your face at the end of the last four or five games last season. Is that gone, or is that something that you hang on to all the way till now?
That continues to fuel me. You know, you don't put in this much work in the offseason and dedicate this much time to football to lose. So each year, it's new motivation, it's new anger, and I want to win. So you're not going to be satisfied until you're holding the Super Bowl trophy. So myself along with every other guy in this locker room and a lot of guys across the league right now, you're working hard and you're using that motivation from last year to get myself better and continue to push this team to get better so we can get to where we want to be.
As a guy that was here last year, what can you talk about maybe just two or three kind of general differences we should expect to see or fans should expect to see in the defense this year? How will it look different maybe in a couple ways?
Well, I guess probably one of the biggest thing is just the versatility. Everybody's talked about it so far, just being able to be a little bit of a 4-3 and a little bit of a 3-4. That's going to be a different look for us. Secondly, probably just different guys playing different positions, you know, with D. Moore playing a little bit of outside linebacker and 3-4 looks, Casey lining up probably a few different places. So, you know, for the secondary, it's more or less the same, but seeing new faces and guys at new positions. And on defense, I think we're going to have a little bit of a different attitude this year, you know. Guys are really have bought into what Coach Horton and the rest of the coaches are installing throughout the offseason. And I think now it's just up to us to execute it, use these camp practices. We'll finally have pads on to really see what some things look like.
What's the different attitude that you mentioned?
Got to wait and see.
Jason, three head coaches now in your 6 years. You hope this is it?
Yeah, I really do. You know, it's not fun continuing to switch coaches. You want to start to build just that familiarity with a coach and not worrying about learning a new system. So I definitely like Coach Wiz and Hunt and the staff. And, you know, we have to do our part as players. We got to go out there and win games. And when we do that, change doesn't happen as much. So when you're losing, that happens. So it's up to us to go out there and execute and win some games.
What about his personality? What makes him different? What do you like about
him? So far, what I've liked about Coach Wiz is that he comes to us for a lot of things. And making decisions, he'll come ask guys what's their opinion on this, what's their opinion on that. He really does a great job of getting the pulse of the team and figuring out what's in the best interest for us moving forward. And that's been real enjoyable just for an older guy, I guess I can say for myself now being in year six. But it's just fun to know that the coach is really taking heed to what you're saying, the opinions, and trying to implement it in whichever way he can.
This new defense obviously doesn't really affect the secondary a whole lot because obviously cover two is cover two, but it seems to be designed to get more pressure on the quarterback, which could make your job in the secondary a lot easier. Is that, I imagine that's something exciting for you and the rest of the DBs.
Oh, of course it is. You know, if those guys rushing the quarterback, if they sack him, it doesn't really matter what type of coverage we have on them. If you can get a tip pass interception, still counts the same in the record book. So definitely applying more pressure to the quarterback is huge for DBs. And when you look at the best secondaries in the league, it's usually built off a foundation of an awesome defensive line. So we're hoping to continue to put pressure on quarterbacks this year and ramp it up a little bit. And that's going to help us as a defense. It's going to help the linebackers, the secondary, and everybody. So the better we cover, the more pressure they're able to get, and vice versa.
Wiz and Wesley both mentioned kind of how you don't know exactly what you have until guys have gone through some adversity. But I guess you also don't, you're not excited about the adversity arriving to test you. You just your feelings on what kind of things come up and what you guys can show and learn about yourselves when they do.
Yeah, without a doubt, adversity is going to build character. And right now, I always say that this time of the year, off season, the start of camp, everything's great. You know, everybody's loving the staff. All the players are getting along, and we haven't really faced any problems or anything like that. And as camp goes on, there's going to be injuries. There's going to be different things that happen that are going to force us to either come together or split apart as a team. And I think that's going to be big for us. And I think throughout camp, as guys get to know each other even better, it's going to be big for us to continue to build that chemistry. And like you said, adversity is going to do that to us. And I think that's kind of the fun part of this game, the challenges that come with it, and not knowing each day when you wake up what you're going to face. And coming to practice each day in this heat and working together, I think it's really going to help us build. And as camp goes on, I think when we get to the end, we're going to see a finished product that we like.
Would you prefer to stay on one side of the field or follow someone for an entire game?
It doesn't make me a difference. My first year starting, Cortland played the left, I played the right, and the last few years have been on the left. So for a corner, as long as you're practicing on both sides, it's really not that big of a deal. So for me, whatever is in the best interest of the team is going to help us win games, I'm fine with doing.